Okay, so I'm away from my desk tonight, and I just finished taking a turnover for my stepson's home. I'm watching the dogs, and so that's done. And this is the discussion group call. It is 7:02 on Thursday night, the 21st of February, 2019. So this call is for anybody that wants to step up and say whatever they want. The opinions are those of the speakers, not necessarily those of NLA. And I just usually just turn over the floor to anybody that wants to begin a discussion. And if I don't hear anything, I'll give you a subject that I'm interested in, which isn't always fun to everybody else. But we'll leave it at that. So I now turn it over. The time is yours. Floor is open. Go ahead, folks.
The response is deafening. Go ahead, Winthrop.
Well, I'll just say that it sounds like we're all here to listen.
Let's see, I see Jan, Jeff, and Winthrop, and that's about it. So it's all up to you guys. But you want me to do everything, do you?
Well, I'm still interested in working on this educational challenge 2020 to get 100,000 people to take this civics course, paying $55. I think that would give us enough people in every county to take our stations in the judiciary.
Seems the time is getting close to do that.
Say that again?
Seems like it's the time's getting close to getting our judicial system and our grand juries back in order.
Well, it's educating the people, but, you know, we're just going to claim our rightful station that we weren't afforded the opportunity in 1787 because the borough was already there. So we weren't given the opportunity to claim that station. And now we are.
Yeah, they're going to force our hand. Yeah.
Well, Donald Trump's fixing to flip the house. So now's the time. Now's the time to do it. I mean, there's no other time in history to do it than now.
Yeah, I was going to ask you guys, did you guys happen to hear about the latest Supreme Court situation they got going on over there with Ginsburg writing the opinions for the Eighth Amendment, which we already have and is in you know, effect? And also it came down to them telling the states that they need to get in line with the Eighth Amendment and they need to quit stealing people's property under Agenda 21. So, you know, I'd like to hear them say that, but as we already know, you can walk in any courtroom in this country and cite anything from the Supreme Court that's totally fact, and you'll get either put in for contempt or you'll get yourself a mental evaluation and you'll become put on the fusion list. The FBI will put you on numerous lists. So I just wonder if anybody has seen that. And I wonder why they're doing this, because these things are already in effect. I mean, why are they coming back now and saying, yeah, the state's got to follow this. And, you know, they've always supposed to follow this. are we supposed to follow excessive, you know, no excessive fines due to the Eighth Amendment? And of course, when it comes to stealing property, what's it called? Seizure, right? Asset seizure. So I wonder if anybody heard that, and if they, it confused me because I don't know why they would be saying this. It's already been in effect for over 200 years. You think it's just a ploy, a little game they're playing? Anyone?
Wasn't that kind of in response to the fact that these towns now, they stop people if they find a little pot, they take their car, their everything they can get their hands on, sell it, and keep the money? Which is excessive penalty. You know, oftentimes they're never even adjudicated. They just take it.
Right.
But
oh yeah,
there
was you talk about if somebody has a suitcase full of cash in their car,
exactly.
If you get pulled over, they're going to take your suitcase. There's no doubt about it.
Yep.
And that, my friends, is what we call highway robbery, and mm-hmm. that's not cool. But of course, that's been going on for as long as I can remember, and I'm 49, so. I don't know. I just thought it was weird that Ginsburg showed up all of a sudden and give the opinion and stuff. So I haven't heard about her. I thought she was all banged up and out of commission.
Are you sure it was her or was it a clone?
I don't know. Maybe it wasn't her. That's what I'm saying. Does it not seem odd to you that they would bring this up now?
Yeah.
In the middle of all this? They're going to bring up that the states need to follow the Constitution? My God, where are we? I'm living in a twilight zone right now.
Yeah. I ran across a group of statements, must have been 16 of them, that Ginsburg has made over the years, each one probably more outlandish than the previous one. And
really?
I should have kept it. I could have read it tonight. Maybe see if I can find it. I'm not sure where it went, but it was just really outlandish of the stuff she's come up with, you know?
Yeah, I've always kind of thought she was a shill, but that kind of blew me away. I'm like, she's actually making sense here. What's going on? You know? I mean, Justice John Roberts, this guy's, he's a treasonous snake, you know, and this, she has been too. So I just wonder do you think that some of these people might actually be trying to save their own skin right now? You know, maybe trying to come back to the light?
They maybe have been given the Godfather thing, you know?
Yeah.
Either your signature will be on this document, you'll cease and desist, or your brains, you know?
Yeah, okay. Well, that's a possibility. I just, I don't know. It freaked me out when I saw it because, you know, that's a wide-reaching, you know, basically what they're saying is they need to stop their for-profit prison system and their, you know, and their judicial extortion. They need to stop it. Well, we need to stop it. They're not going to stop it.
Right.
But yeah, the gentleman earlier was correct. Getting people to be educated is just a humongous job. Getting them to even understand facts and understand what truth is, you know, that's hard enough. Because you can't, you know, you have to get them over the hump before you can get them to start learning. You have to get them to believe that they're victims, you know, that they're being victimized, and some of them don't believe they are, you know. But, just like what's this guy that got arrested today for claiming he got beat up and put a noose around his neck and all this and he claimed false charges or false report or whatever it was. This guy's facing a felony now, right? You guys know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He did get arrested, correct?
Oh, yeah.
And he got charged with a felony.
Yep, several.
Yeah.
I think there's three charges total, one misdemeanor, two felony.
Oh, okay, there was multiple charges, okay.
Right.
Wow. Well, there's another mystery. Why? What is that? Is that some more propaganda for the machine, or is this, does this guy think had some kind of personal thing going on? Well, I don't get that either. I'm very confused right now. I mean, I know he's making false accusations and all, but at least I think it's probably going to come out that way if we give him the due process that he does deserve.
Probably wigged out on his ego.
Is that what happened?
I have no clue.
He did kind of flip out there, I noticed, for a minute. But how do we get our membership up? Because I think that's a big key to getting more people educated. It's hard to just round. I mean, unless some of you people, you know, have groups and stuff, and you're able to talk to a bunch of people at once, where you can get them, you know, on the same page. Because I just find it difficult. I mean, very difficult. The guys that I talk to a lot are the hunters. I'm able to talk to those guys and communicate with them. But when it comes to just everyday Joes or women, I find women to be a hard nut to crack. Most of them, you know, there's some that are really, really awake. I've talked to some here lately, but it always comes down to something like they're not so much awake so they can help to save our republic. The one I talked to is she made sure that she was going to save her little dog, that was all that mattered, you know, was her little dog, and everybody else can lose their freedom and be slaves and whatever. And I'm just, I don't know, it blows me away, some of these people. They really don't give a shit about it, you know. They could care less. But they're ignorant, you know. I was there a long time ago, and I just look back now, and I don't even know how I could have been so ignorant to all this.
The powers did a very good job in blue-pilling the people. And now we got to find out what we're going to do to crack that blue pill.
Right. Right. Well, seeing another thing was I think that, you know, this goes back how many generations, you know, and decades. My parents never knew nothing about, I mean, they had a sense something was wrong, and everybody always complained about things, but they never talked about things like we talk about, you know. They never talked about the Republic or a Constitution or, you know, grand juries and the way these judges are just, you know, Trump getting sued over trying to make our country safe. Forget these people. Just start deporting them. Just get them out. I'm talking about the ones that are these communist socialists that are running around this country. Deport their ass. Get them out of here. I'm sick of them.
We're just educating the people to assume their position in the judiciary. That's all we're doing.
We're trying. I mean, I guess we're going to give it our best. It's been a long time.
Just how we approach the people with what it is we're doing.
I mean, I asked the group before, why are we so predisposed to suffer, just like the Declaration of Independence said? Why? I mean, look how long it took those guys, quite a while to get things ready, and of course they just blew up, I guess, when it finally got too much. But, you know, where's our tipping point?
It took them 229 years to enslave us from the Magna Carta to Henry VIII. And we got freed again in 1776, and they enslaved us again in 1871. So they enslaved us a second time in half the time.
Fee, fi, fo, fum. I know the blood of an Englishman that never left.
Well, but now we just got to find the people to claim their stations in the judiciary of the common law grand jury.
Yeah, we're going to have to get them, like you said, education is top. That's a top priority.
We
know how it's going to go down. It's going to be the people.
Now's the time. Only the people can save the republic. But it's finding people to commit to taking that government by the consent course.
Yeah, that's those are good courses. Learned a lot.
Well, taking that course will give everybody everything they need to be a grand jury administrator from start to finish.
Yeah, we need a lot of them.
Well, we need to sell. We need to sell the course. We need to drive interest in the course.
We just got to get it out there somehow.
Well,
I'm trying to bring people to the site to do this, and that's a whole nother. Like I said, it's just step after step. You know, even people that are awake, some of them that are awake, they don't want to do anything. You know, it's just.
They're not going to
follow
through. People that are going to do this are selfless people.
Yeah, well, they're going to need to suffer a lot more, I guess.
Well, they do it for the greater good of everybody.
Yeah, except the individual.
Well, yeah, I don't do it for me. I do it for what the results are going to be for everybody else.
Right. Yeah, well, a bunch of individuals are going to take this country back, and it's going to happen, I think, pretty quick. Because I believe that most people are in the same boat, and I believe they're fed up with it to their necks. And the fact that we can't afford to keep being extorted that's pretty much it.
But the problem is that we don't have enough people that have the knowledge where the power resides, we're not gonna take back our republic. The void will be filled with bar attorneys again.
Yeah, the very ones we got to get rid of.
Exactly. We're just claiming our station in the judiciary, and we just need to have the people with the right knowledge to do that. And the knowledge is there. We just got to get people to go get it.
Yep, to exercise those citizens' arrest rights and the militia.
You got to create the desire.
The enforcement.
That's the enforcement.
We keep talking about sheriffs, but they're worthless. They're fucking worthless. Our enforcement is us.
We can advertise 16,000 jobs. First come, first serve. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, we're going to have to do something because they're going to start coming after the dissidents pretty soon. Actually, they've already started that process, correct?
Yep. You know, part of what we're combating here is people's belief system. You know, they've had this belief system all their life, and it gets reinforced as they get older. And if you take somebody that really, really believes something, and there are people that really, really believe that Ms. Clinton is really, really a good person and stuff, and you can come up with stuff that just absolutely, completely, and totally destroys what they think, and you prevent them with that evidence, and guess what? It doesn't change their mind. It just makes them believe it all the more. And I'm not sure how you combat that.
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
When I come across someone that thinks that Hillary is an okay person. I know they're deceived.
Well, I run across quite often the fact that that a lot of people are, they don't like to admit they're wrong.
Right.
And I know that sounds fucking pity, just, you know, petty, but it's not, because there's a pride associated with a lot of these people. And, you know, like he said, when they reinforce that behavior and then those beliefs, and if you show them that, if you can prove it to them, you show them, they just kind of look at you with a blank look like, I don't believe you.
That's why,
you know, and I'm saying it's not me. This is, I didn't do this. I didn't make this up. This is real, you know. But as we know, when it comes to law enforcement or attorneys or prosecutors or judges, they're sure as hell not going to say they're wrong. And to get them to say they're wrong, you got to pull their ass in front of a panel of federal judges.
What's your name, dear? My
Jefferson.
Name is, what's your name?
Jefferson.
Jefferson, I would appreciate if you would express yourself without profanity.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but we got free speech going on here, so, you know, it slips out once in a while.
We the people.
I'm angry. You know, I'm angry, so it does slip out from time to time.
They want you to be angry because they got
And thank God we got free speech, so.
Yeah, but they want you angry, and they got you there, too. One way or the other, they're going to get you, because this anger just spreads frequencies that are not right, and we the people got to be as wise as serpent and harmless as doves. And we got to present ourselves in a respectable manner.
Yeah, I understand that, but, you know, when all hell breaks loose, there ain't going to be no manners.
Right,
of
course.
I'm telling you. We may not be able to have that opportunity to have manners. We may have to go animalistic on these people. So let's prepare ourselves mentally for both.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. There's a time and place for everything, Jefferson. I can definitely understand where you're coming from, because they're bombarding us with all types of toxins.
Yes. Yeah, when people are getting killed and there's, you know, they're, like I said, if they would just come drop some bombs on top of us instead of chemtrailing us, if they would go ahead and do that, then we could get it on, see. But they want to do invisible things. So there's other people that don't – I know people that don't believe that. There's people that actually don't believe that what a chemtrail is. They don't believe that.
They tried to bomb Charleston, South Carolina in 2013 by Obama's orders. So I can relate to what you're saying. They do a lot of things behind the scenes, and which is not right.
That's what I'm saying. War is war. It's not. It's nothing personal. It's just, if they're going to be killers, and by the way, you're 58 times more likely to be killed by a police officer than you are a terrorist in the country. We got a problem. We got a problem.
Yeah,
we're not just talking. You know, we're not just talking a few judges and this and that. We got everybody on the take. We got, for instance, today there was a guy that was trying to called about a suicide. He was a suicidal call or something, and they showed up with a SWAT team with military gear and automatic weapons.
Right.
They do this every day. They do this every day here. And if you get caught in the house and there's a SWAT team out there, you better give yourself up. They'll kill you.
Right, you have some type of curfew?
Huh?
You have some type of curfew over there?
No, I'm just saying that they bring the SWAT, they bring the militarized police. I live in Missouri. I don't live in New York. I don't live in California. We have tanks at our sheriff's departments. Tanks.
Right. In Charleston, okay. South Carolina, they have tanks too.
Right. What I'm saying is this is far beyond. You know, I want to do the right thing too. I want to go to court. But these people won't play that game. They're not going to cut their own hands off. It's going to be
you have white hats in Congress that are taking care of a lot of things that are happening now.
Well, we're going to find out pretty damn soon about that. We're not. I don't know. Like I said, none of this is confirmed. A lot of this stuff's not confirmed. All these indictments aren't confirmed. But what is confirmed is our government's killing us.
It's true. They've been doing that.
Okay.
For a long
now that's where my anger stems from. It's not about anything else. But you know what? We're gonna have to either get the education done quickly, or we're gonna have to move in an orderly fashion to our local courthouses and do this.
Right. Over there in Missouri any committees of safety?
No, there's nothing like that here. Just a bunch of preppers and hunters and survivalists. You couldn't get anybody to hardly get together. I mean, maybe in the communities where they have community watch, neighborhood watch, whatever.
Right.
You might be able to get something going on there. But when it comes to the real militia out here, it's on. I mean, there's no doubt about it. These guys will come out of the woods like just all it's going to take is for people to be abused enough. And I think we're almost there. I've been abused way more than enough.
Everybody has.
Yeah, well, you know, the FBI, these guys are playing games with me, you know, saying I can't buy a gun. And I can. And I have. And I do.
You have the right to your Second Amendment.
Huh?
You have your right to your Second Amendment.
Yeah, but these guys stopped me. They stopped me when I tried to buy a legitimate gun at a gun show. They stopped me. And when I questioned them about it, of course, they want me to do an appeal and all this. But they won't tell me the reason why. And I'm not a felon, so that's not a reason. So what? I've been on a fusion list. They've had me on a watch list when I was flying out of the country years ago. So yeah, I've been on their radar. But that's just because I know what the hell's going on too, you know?
Right.
They don't like that. They don't like when you know what's going on. You become a target instantly. In your local area, too. You know, I've had it out with my sheriff multiple times. The last thing he said to me was, because I said so. And he told me never to ask him another question again about his department.
Right.
And you know what he was really telling me when he said that? Play with me again and I'll make you sorry. Real sorry.
Wow.
See? Now, when a sheriff tells you, because he said so, who does that remind you of? Who used to say, because I said so?
It's tyranny.
Your parents used to say that. Didn't they say that to you?
No.
Well, mine did. Mine used to say that. Because I said so. That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Well, I didn't have
to. And also threatened. He also threatened me. And it's not me. I'd love to go toe to toe with him. But there's other people that are in the crossfire. See. And you're right. I have to look out for them. But
I can see your frustration because they make it really difficult, especially in the. They collect any gun with no questions, and they give you a sum of money. And then they made a sculpture out of it with a gun with a knot in it.
I
understand your frustration. Overstand, not understand.
Yeah.
Yes.
How can I possess guns lawfully and not be able to buy one? Can you answer me that?
They're violating us. No, there's no doubt in my mind that they don't have our best interests at heart, because if you come to look at it like this, if you have bad guys with guns and good guys no guns, there's something wrong with that picture. I see your frustration, yeah, but you got to redirect that anger and put your energy on solutions, even if it is preparing, you know, your friends and your family, your community, because it's in the community that you guys have to stick together, because then they can't do anything to you.
Yeah, we got a small county, so it wouldn't take much. I already could tell you how quick it would be, very quick. But here's the thing. I live in Missouri, so we can buy and sell guns like they're candy bars, okay? We can trade, we can give, we can do whatever. So I don't know who they think they're fooling, who they think they're not getting over on me. I got everything I need, and I can get anything I want at any time. And anybody can. I mean, no matter what state you're in, it don't matter if you're in Illinois or New York or whatever the case may be, California, you can still get it. Don't worry about it. Plus, when everything goes down, there'll be plenty laying on the ground to pick up. See? So, you know, I tell these guys, a lot of them, young guys, and they go, why don't I have a gun? I don't care. You're a militia man. You're the age, and we're going to need you to step up if things go like we think they're going to go. So I think these guys around here understand it. Even a lot of women are really into it. There's a lot of shooting women around here. They love to shoot their guns. So I don't know. Somebody else might have a different city or a different tactic, but it's small here, so I'm not afraid of anything around here. You know, just short of a tank pulling up on my driveway. That's it.
You can focus more energy on NLA, and I know what you're saying. Also, the frustration of telling people and them not wanting to take the civics course, which is a wealth of information for free.
You can't fix stupid. I'm sorry, you just can't.
It's not that they're stupid. It's just that they've been conditioned and programmed. So.
Yeah, but I look back on it and I was stupid.
The words they
ignorant.
Yes.
I was ignorant to it. Yeah, all of it. You know. I don't know. It's just hard. You know, especially when you. It's even family and stuff, and you try to be serious with them, and they just, I don't know how they gloss over it, but they do just about every time, and you know, it's just aggravating. That's all. It's been years and years doing this. I have got some people to come take the test, but how do we get the numbers up at NLA on the site, because.
Flyers.
I can't get anybody to even go to the site hardly, you know. So that they just act like they're too busy to do it, and nobody's that busy.
They don't want their responsibility because it's kind of scary. Some people are afraid because a lot of whistleblowers that come up with the truth, they end up dead. So there is a lot of people that want to do the right thing, but they're afraid. And some just don't care, and some are not aware, and some are too far gone with their conditioning and programming.
Well, I think when the time comes,
far gone, because there's always a time.
We'll come together, and we will do what needs to be done.
Right.
We're not going to be left with any other options, I can tell you right now. There ain't no papers we're going to write that's going to take away what they're doing to us right now. These guys want to finish the job, so to speak. And by the way, Mr. Trump entered he went on the chemtrail plane just a month or so after he was president, said he was going to stop that. That ain't stopped.
Right, I haven't seen that stop. I want to see that stop, like ASAP.
Yeah, he said he was going to stop that. He didn't stop it. He also said in a meeting with a bunch of sheriffs 2 weeks after he was elected and said that due process doesn't matter. Go ahead and take their guns and take their property, and we'll deal with due process later.
He also said he would just give people the republic.
Yeah, but due process is a biggie. When you say that, you put that in the back seat, you ain't talking about no republic. You know, you're talking about socialist communism, what you're talking about.
Well, we don't want that, right?
No, we don't want that. But I'm wondering if he's on the up and up or not. You know, I want to believe he is.
But there's a lot of work he has to do.
Right, but when somebody, that's just like that Clark, Mr. Clark, the sheriff, the pony show sheriff in Wisconsin, and he is a dog and pony show. He said the habeas corpus should be abolished. Abolished.
They're killing children right now and doing a lot of children trafficking, and Trump has been doing a lot of work in that area.
Yeah. They're killing all of us, so we could save everybody at once if he wants to. Not just the kids; everybody's dying.
Right.
Oh, here. I think I know a way to get people to do it. Tell them that their dog's going to die if they don't get their shit together and get it done. There's a good one. You know why? Because if you tell them their dog's going to die, they'll get up off their ass.
Right,
guarantee it. Guarantee it. You know why? Because they care more about animal life than they do human life.
Well, or themselves, because they don't have the knowledge.
No, that's self-preservation. That should be instinct, not trying to protect my dog first. I'm going to protect the people first, always.
Right, of course.
But you see what I'm saying? There are people out there that would rather save their dogs than save our country.
But then they have free will. If God gave them free will, who are we to take that away from them? If that's their choice, it is what
we're not going to take. We're not taking anything away. They're going to get their own. They're going to get their own selves taken away.
Right. So
by being ignorant, because you don't look. The dogs are going to be dogs. They're going to. The prison complex. What is it? What do they call
super
them? Super jail. Where they put the prisoners. Internment camps. Dogs ain't going there.
Well,
just
that's
the
what we have in LA. NLA is a facilitator of information, and they have a wealth of knowledge. Anybody can come to the website, go through the library, and they'll learn a lot.
I agree.
He will not be able to do that.
I've read almost everything in there. I'm still learning. I love learning it.
Me too. I love to learn.
But the more I learn, the more I want to stop it.
The more I learn, the more I know I don't know.
Yeah. All I know is we don't have a lot of time left.
You're right.
We don't. And I guarantee you those guys in 1776 were saying the same damn thing. We don't have time to do this. You know why? Because they're going to take it all away from us in an instant if we blink once. There's all kinds of gun legislation out there now, and Congress has been asleep for his whole term. And I guarantee it, when they bring those gun bills forward, that Congress will wake up, and they're going to come at us, I'm telling you. This is serious stuff. I'm not worried about anybody turning anything in, but there's a breaking point coming.
Right. This is spiritual warfare, so I would like to think that I want to be prepared with the armor of God daily.
I'll take my flak jacket.
Well, that too.
All I can say is get your guns and get your target practice in and get ready to go, boys and girls. It's almost time. So did they? So did they bring Trump down with the collusion yet?
I don't know.
There was no collusion, so I don't know how they could bring him down.
I think Trump is two steps ahead of them all the way.
I hope so, because they're getting ready to do something evil.
Trump's getting ready to do a number of things. Just got to get him going.
Right. I hope you're right. I really do.
Right. They claim right after the report from Mueller comes out and shows nothing, then they'll start releasing all the documentation unredacted that they have on this whole mess, and that's enough to hang them for capital treason.
Yeah, they were trying to pull off a coup, weren't they?
Yep, with malice and forethought, planned and planned and planned again.
It would be amazing if we can get one man to step up and make us get this taken care of, but I'm all for it.
Yep.
I just know the things that I saw him do with my own eyes, and that was early on, and I've not seen him do it lately, except when they had the red flag laws for the guns come forward, and they took the gun from the veteran, and he said, "That's okay, take the gun, and we'll worry about due process later." Now that was number strike two for due process for him. I hope he doesn't do it again, but I'm not quite sure he really knows what that is, nor do most of the judges or lawyers or attorneys present there in the courts. So I guess that's really our main lesson, isn't it? Due process, that's what it's all about.
Hello.
Go for it, Jim.
Oh, hi, Jan. I had to leave for a few minutes and make another phone call.
No.
And I came back and I didn't hear anything. So, yeah, I was thinking about today, a gentleman asked, how do we get people involved? And I'm always asking myself that. And I'm thinking that when people join, they just need something to do on a local level. And that's the tough one to do. And then, of course, they're working by themselves. So I just had this idea that maybe we should try to launch a site of the common law grand jury, throughout the United States and have it all on, I mean, like it is now. But it would be standalone from the from NLA. So NLA would be like the mother company of it, But people would log on to the common law grand jury to do their actual grand jury work, such as writing up papers, whether it be on local officials or whatever, and getting them. Anyway, it's an idea. I mean, if you had a couple people in this county and a couple people in that county and they got together and there was 25 of them, then they could vote on things within the state until it builds enough people where you just use people locally. And this way, as more people join, they would actually have something they could join onto.
Yeah, I think that's the second part is the grand jury itself. That's another area where people are very undereducated. And it's just simple. It's really simple. Common law is as simple as can be. So is the jury. So is the trial. And so is everything else. But, if the judge is going to subvert the law and ignore the Constitution, I don't know. All I know is I can just see them getting drug out by their ties, by their neckties, and hung up on a yardarm. I don't know what else to do with the treasonous bastards.
No, you can't. You just can't think like that, because if you do, it'll just poison you, your thought process of getting it back,
Getting yeah, but I'm thinking money. About yard arms in the. We should have yard arms in all of our courtyards.
I think once they realize that the people are coming together in a fashion. So in other words, like what they did out in Colorado was a good thing, really, even though they messed up, you know. But that's the whole thing is you're not going to allow someone to so-called customize the paperwork. The paperwork's got to come from up above. It's almost like we would be like the We the People things where you can go there and get legal documents. We would have, we could have that. That's what people could start building on is, you know, do you have a public official that's doing this? Is there a problem with a corporation that you want to take care of? And the paperwork would be, you know, it's like cookie cutter. And it would start to build a consensus among the people as they wanted to join on to the common law grand to and you don't have to call it common law, you can call it the United States Grand Jury.
No, we should call it common law. We should always call it that.
You know what I mean? I would like to see it go with common law. But the fact that
the only way it's gonna work because the inferior courts, they'll go right back to the old ways, and all they'll do is gather everybody up and say that we were trying to overthrow or do this or that. But what do you suggest we do with these treasonous people? You think we should just let them go?
You make them stand trial. But see, the thing is, you can't get them to stand trial because we're under this delusion that we're a constitutional republic, which means if one person is injured, then they're not above the law. And of course, we don't have that anymore because we're saying we're injured. These people did this, and the court is going, yeah, so big deal. Yeah, look behind you. There's only like two of you or three of you, but that's all that should really be needed. But the fact is, now, I hate to say it, but their denial of the individual's rights means that it's not a republic, and it's just regular old democracy. And if we had 51% of the people, then we could do with them what they want, because that's what they're asking. Otherwise, we should get our day in court for anybody that writes an affidavit and gets an injury.
If you commit treason in open court,
getting back to the idea that
bad. If you did it, what would the charge be that you would receive? If you did it,
not following you.
What charge would you receive if you were charged with treason in a federal court or a military court? What charge? What would your sentence be?
Well, there's four grades of treason.
Right,
the top
I'm,
two
talking
is
about,
F.
I'm talking Can about the real
treason against
the real treason, constitutional treason.
You mean like high treason?
Yeah, high treason. You know what the penalty is, right?
Well, technically. Yeah.
No, not technically. What is the penalty? Do you know?
I'll tell you what, I haven't seen a treason trial in a very long time, so.
I'm not asking you about a trial. Do you know what the sentence is for treason in this country? High treason.
Death. What it used to be. Shot.
Death. Or hang.
Or hung, yeah. But now I think it's
hang.
An action. Yeah.
No, let's go back. Let's go back to the old ways. Let's give them the choice. You can be hung or you can be in front of the firing squad.
Yep.
Guarantee it. Couple cats get hung up on the yard arm. Everybody's going to be cute little kittens tomorrow. Talk about shock at all. I'm not speaking out of place because treason is treason, guys. You can't butter it up or put sugar on top. It's treason. I've seen judges commit treason in open court. I'm sure you all have too.
Did you ask them if they did it?
Huh?
Did you ask them if they did it, or is that just your opinion of their treason?
No, that's not my opinion. Not my opinion. When somebody asks for the Constitution and they deny it, that's treason, sir. That is treason.
Then you need to get 12 people to be in a court to make that finding. Other than that, it doesn't matter what the penalty is if you don't get a jury trial to to sentence him.
Sir, when a judge commits treason in an open court, there doesn't even need to be a trial. He did it in open court in front of witnesses. There's no trial. You don't need it.
Hmm. Well,
not then, because he did it in front of everybody. If it was hearsay and he did it in a closed court and then you had to bring it, yeah, that would, I understand. But if he does it in front of everybody and everybody sees it, dude.
All right, I'll give you that. But just to be circular in the logic, is that you don't have the people behind you that want to put that judge to death for what he did in that court. So there you go. So when we get that, well, then it's a different story. But right now it's really a non-issue. You're not going to be out there hanging any judges anytime soon. First, if that happens, you have to take it back first, and then by taking it back, we could actually do that.
But shit, it's the fan. Who knows who'll get hung?
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
if we go into martial law and this and that, I guarantee it. Look what's happening in the streets, brother. Look what's happening in the streets right now. Cops killing people killing the cops every day. This is going on. This is a war, dude.
Doing that for it's been doing it since the beginning of time.
It's been getting a lot worse, dude. A lot worse.
Of course it is. That's why we've gotten
this didn't happen in the 80s. When I was growing up in the 80s and 70s, I barely ever heard of it. Barely ever.
Ever heard of
now
what?
It's everyday occurrence. I'm telling you.
Because the
we're under attack.
There.
We can only deny it so long, guys, before we have to do it. We're going to have to do the thing that we don't want to do. I'm sorry. But, you know, the forefathers said this a long time ago. The tree of liberty needs watering with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It does. It's the only way you can have it. People have to die.
Yeah, I think one thing we're doing here is getting the court in the cart before the horse at the moment. The reason that we don't have individual common law grand juries in the counties right now was brought to the fore here 3 years ago about when Terry Tressel and the group in Florida did that. There's a book written about it, Consent of the Governed. And I do have copies of it if anybody wants to read it, by Jason Hoyt. But it points out the lawlessness of the current system. You know, you're absolutely right, you're within your rights, but they're going to hang you anyway, and he's serving, I think, 8-9 years in prison. And the reason that we do have the unified United States common law grand jury is that gives us some immunity from just operating on a county level. You got 50 states and all of those different counties to worry about. Whereas if you were just to start up a common law grand jury in your county, you're totally exposed, and you would be exposed at this point in time. So I would not recommend that as a course of action.
Yeah, no. No.
Unless you got a lot of bail money.
No.
It'd
be hard to do it in a single county without, you know, this happening across the land, because
yep, exactly.
they're gonna crush the opposition.
Yep.
But they're ready to crush us now, so it doesn't make any difference to me.
Yep.
They're crushing me now. They got my head in a vice.
Yeah.
And I hope there's other people out there. I know what's going on. There's other people out there. We're ready. So let's get our paperwork in. Let's fight these court battles. And if all else fails, we go back to the old Irish ways.
No.
And I hope nobody here is opposed to that, because that's how we got here where we are today.
Yeah, but Jan was saying that there's a certain amount of autonomy. I don't know if it's autonomy, that's the right word, but there's a certain amount of anonymity with the grand jury, because they don't know. So if people were to join on that, and most of us are, we do it anyway. It's just not like an official site. I really think that we should work towards making up the paperwork in the official sites, and then as states want to, we've already done all the counties and everything, so it's just a matter of getting the people on. So it's a means to an end, you know. It's going to happen sooner or later anyway. If we were ever going to do it, we're going to do it
that
way.
You're right. So, Here's another question. Why do you think so many Americans try to avoid jury duty?
I've been trying to get on a jury forever, never made it. I think it'd be great. You'd have a lot of fun.
Yeah, I have too, but they don't want me. They even sent me a letter for a federal grand jury, but they won't take me.
Yep.
Wonder why.
Jury duty is because they know that the judicial system is corrupt.
Yep.
And I went jury duty last year, and I heard a judge say that he makes the law. So.
So shouldn't that make people want to go even more?
Yep. It should. The people are deceived and they're conditioned, and they think that they don't have any power over the corruption.
Well, in those courts, you do not possess any power. Even as a jury, pretty much you possess zero power right now in courts.
That's because they all are afraid of retribution.
Because they won't follow the Constitution.
Grand jury meets in secret. So if the grand jury was firmly established, then the other juries would follow.
If you haven't read the federal jury handbook on selecting jurors that we, I think, have on the website here, you ought to read it because it's totally disgusting. You know, it's collusion, corruption, and everything all rolled into one little document. John has written a paper about it, and I'm not sure whether that's posted. I proofed it a while ago. If it isn't posted, it will be soon. And when it comes out, by all means, read it, because it shows you just how corrupt they are. They set up and pick the jury. You know, it's laughable if it wasn't so disgusting.
No justice, no liberty.
Nope. And their biggest point is they make the law, you just check the facts. You know?
Yeah. We'll advise you of the law, and also because I said so.
Yeah.
And that's basically what they're telling you when they tell you to shut up and sit down, because I said so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know how they are. Been there, done that, probably getting ready to go do it again before long. But, you know, I've been in contempt several times for trying to use the Constitution.
Well, you know, the pathetic thing is in the court cases out in Oregon, the judge said, either there or Utah, I forget which, we will have no Constitution in this court. They couldn't even carry the pocket Constitution and have it showing in their shirt pocket. If you had one, you had to turn it around so nobody could see what the book was.
That's a perfect example of when a judge should be dragged out by their tie and hung.
That's right. Exactly.
Right then. No trial necessary. Everybody saw it, right? Let's just do it. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's real.
They got away with it, you know?
I believe it was a she that got away with it.
Yep, it was.
Sorry, guys. My anger is getting the best of me tonight. But it's nothing personal against you.
Yeah, the other thing they came up with out there was the free speech zones, a little strip of sidewalk where you could have your free speech. You know, what a crock.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you guys have watched some of the First Amendment audit fails on YouTube. If you guys haven't seen those, go check some of those out, First and Second Amendment audit fails. And it gives you a real good idea about how these courthouses run, and it's not just about lawyers and judges. This is about a lot of people. This is about law enforcement. This is about clerks. This is about low life, just low, you know, just low hanging fruit that think they have authority. And we need to not call them public officials. We need to call them public servants. They don't have any authority whatsoever without our consent. But the public official, I don't use that word. You're my public servant. You work for me. And you know what? That really burns them up. Burns them up, man. Burns them up.
I'll bet.
But anyways, I've got to watch myself around any kind of a public servant, because I want to ask them questions and you know, look around and, you know, take my camera to the courtroom and all this and that. Of course, we can carry our cameras in the courtroom. Well, who said that? Well, the Supreme Court said that, didn't they? Remember?
I believe so.
They did. Well, when I walk up, here's another thing that we got going on. When you walk up to the courtroom, to where the courts are, there's guards up there with a metal detector. And or the doors are locked and you have to, you know, show who you are to come in and this and that. You can't even see. Our public buildings are being locked down. A lot of them. Now, we pay for those buildings, but they want to make it where we can't come in at a free will? No. Just like the sheriff's office, you should be able to walk right in. It's open 24/7. They can take you in anytime they want, but you can't walk in anytime you want without being let in. I don't know. What's going on with our cases in New York? Hopefully, do we have some action going on over there on the Second Amendment case?
The last thing that was filed was a request for a appeal to a 3-judge panel, and we haven't heard anything back on that yet.
Okay, well, that's positive. What were they wanting to do, just put one guy up there and have him rule with an iron fist?
Well, that's what they normally do when you complain about them. Goes back to the judge that you're complaining about, so of course nothing happens. So we tried, we found a place where you can send it to a 3-judge panel. So that's the route we took.
That would work. Get a federal panel there and maybe they'll follow the Constitution, guys. That'd be something.
Yeah. Or we'll get
hey, Jeff. I have a question for you, if you got a second.
Okay. Okay, shoot.
You say that the sheriffs, you can't just walk right in. And it seems like, you know, a lot of sheriff's offices have been attacked. And they have a right to defend themselves, too. And not let anybody in that's going to shoot them. What do you say about that?
I pay taxes for that sheriff's department. I want to be able to walk in there.
Well, you are allowed to walk in there.
Not without permission, sir. Not without permission.
Well, yeah, but
I can't walk up. I can't even walk up to my court. I can't even walk up to my court without being molested by these people.
Yeah, but they've been shot at.
Well, we've been shot at, too. We're being shot at every day, too. What's the difference?
The difference is they're standing up there like a bright light. Somebody would want to go shoot them.
Oh.
And you're not. You're sitting back and kind of, you're not standing up and saying, come shoot me. And they're wearing uniforms, and you know where they're at. And all they're doing is protecting themselves. I agree. We should pray for excess.
They want to
shoot. Oh, yeah, they want to shoot. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They want to shoot me. Believe me. They want to. You know why?
It doesn't matter why. What's important is that they don't. They don't.
They might before it's all over, dude.
They might, but if it comes to hitting the fan, you might be able to shoot first. I don't know.
I agree with you, and I hope it does not come to that. I really don't want it to come to that. But if it does, I guarantee it, there better not be a badge in sight. Nowhere.
Okay. Well, but
because we have a war with these people right now. We are at war with the law enforcement in this country. War.
Not war. I think that they are being misled. Personally, they haven't studied what we've studied. They don't know
they
what
don't
we
want
are,
to
and they should.
They don't want to. I've gave these guys the opportunity right over here, my sheriff included, to do it. He's even got the paperwork in the book sitting up there in his office. But you know what? He doesn't want to learn it. You know why?
Yeah.
Because he wants to do what he wants to do, and he doesn't want things to be right, because then he'd be out. See?
And you have a lot of people, citizens, who want to do what they want to do, and they have no clue where their rights end and mine begin.
He doesn't understand the Constitution from the first page. Remember,
all those
there are no degrees of it. There's no degrees of constitutionality. You're either 100% or zero. Nothing.
And there's a lot of citizens, people out there, who have never learned the Constitution.
Yes, and that's because of our systems that we've had in place. This was designed. It wasn't because we didn't want to learn it. You know that.
I agree.
We didn't. It's not like we didn't want to, but being lied to all this time, and then all this violence coming down on us, and you can't go out. You can't even go out at night, man. You'll get shot. It's like
in some places. Some places, yeah.
I live out in the country, and it was not long ago. I had them pointing a gun at me over here on a country road, going to kill me.
A sheriff
for no reason. You know why? I had a gun in the car. I had a firearm in the seat, but I wasn't trying to shoot anybody.
Yeah.
You know, and they pulled me over for, get this, license plate light.
Well, they'll look for an excuse to pull you over.
Yeah, no, that was almost an excuse to shoot me in the head at the same time. You know, you can't, I'm sorry, I just don't trust these guys. Maybe there's some nicer cats around the bend, but not in my county, not in the county surrounding me.
Well, I'm thinking they're just like everybody else. They haven't studied the Constitution, and they're too busy being debt slaves to actually take the time to learn it, and that they're in the same boat as many in law enforcement. They do what they're told because they think that their bosses are smarter, and I think that's an education problem, not a not necessarily a firearms problem.
Mm.
Now, when it comes to that, I'm going to defend myself. But you
there
know what?
You
I'll probably never get there. I think that we ought to be doing something. It ought to be local. And that Trump has given us just a window right here to where we can do it. Now, maybe we got to wait until a whole bunch of people in the upper levels of governments start getting arrested, preferably some in the state. But we've got to be prepared to take proper action when that does happen, because nature will fill up that vacuum. and we'll have another set of people just as corrupt as the ones we have now. That's my opinion.
That could happen. It could happen.
Well, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I said that could happen.
Yeah, that could happen.
There's a lot of possibilities, but I can tell you for a fact, this sheriff over here, even if he's got time to do it. He's got time. He could make time, and he can make his deputies make time. He don't want to do it. You know, he don't want to do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And get this. I don't care who you are, if you're taking an unconstitutional order. It's Nuremberg to me, man. It's just like Nuremberg. It ain't no different.
You're absolutely right.
And he's doing it. He's giving unconstitutional orders, and he's following unconstitutional orders. He's ridiculous.
Yes.
And so is every sheriff in this country, the whole damn bunch. If there's one standing up somewhere, I'd love to see it. I could go into any sheriff's department, office, or their websites, and I can tell you in 10 minutes whether they're a constitutional sheriff or not. They're not.
You bet. I don't doubt
like
you.
Like I said, the dog and pony show, Clark, the dog and pony show, I know some people in Wisconsin love him. I've heard them stand up for him. But anybody that tells me they're going to abolish the habeas corpus, forget them.
I agree.
They're done. He should never speak again. He should retire and go home. You know? And when these people do this, like you said, at the local level, that's what we need to be doing. We need to be up in their face saying, look, if you're not going to follow the rules, quit. Just resign. If you don't want to learn the Constitution, we'll find another sheriff. Or we'll find somebody. Well, I hope we could do that. I hope we could do that at some point, too.
But it's going to take some education to get there. It's going to take education of the populace and education of the sheriff, because I want to give the sheriff every opportunity to perform his assigned duties constitutionally. So it takes education, because that's what he's missing. He doesn't understand that anymore. There's been too many layers of people telling him that's not the way it works anymore.
But he says he is, because Sheriff Mack said he was. Remember? Don't you remember?
Remember
all the constitutional sheriffs? My sheriffs are there. He's involved.
I met two people at the same time in Delta, Colorado. I met Angus McIntosh, and he says, but here's who you want to meet. There's Sheriff Mack. I said, hi, Sheriff Mack. No, you're the one I wanted to meet, Angus. That's how long that lasted. I'm sure I'm on his sour list. Well, good. And what did you think of him?
I didn't like him. You know why?
No, I can believe that.
Because he's a big fake. He's a phony.
Oh, okay.
Saw it in his eyes.
That's true.
Saw it in his eyes in the first second. I looked deep in his soul. He's a liar.
Okay.
But guess what?
Okay, go ahead.
We were actually at a Second Amendment rally. We were at a survival expo, and I was basically one of the only cats that had a rifle on his back, crawling around in there. A couple other guys were exercising and showing that we can carry rifles around too.
Yep.
In the open, on the street. So, you know, maybe we need to do this too. Why don't we have a Second Amendment Day in this country where everybody open carries? That would be special, guys.
Yeah,
that would be special. Because what they've done with the conceal and carry is they've taken your right and they've turned it into a privilege so they can take it away from you.
You mean required blazer law?
Yeah, the conceal and carry. You know, any number of other carry situations that they have, like here.
We're past the time that this is allowed. It's one hour.
Sorry, guys.
No, fine. You got good stuff, Jeff.
I've been on a tear today.
Would you like to say anything else before we wrap it up? And does anybody else want to say anything else before we wrap it up? Because I just got the, you know, we're a little over anyway, and I thought we were having a good conversation, and I appreciate it.
Well, we
not
were.
Saying anything bad about you, sir.
No, I know, and you know what? These are the conversations Americans need to be having.
You're right. How do we do that?
Well, I have a lot of times. Okay, here's one way I do it, and I might see a veteran, or I might see a hunter, or I might see a guy that I think, you know, some redneck-looking guy that I know is going to be halfway awake, and I can start talking to him, you know, whether it be at a casino or wherever we're at. But I'll have this conversation, and I want other people around me to hear this conversation. You know why? Because I want them to turn around. I want them to turn around and go, hey, you know, I agree with you, or hey, I don't agree with you. Even better, because I'd love to have a debate. You know?
Well, that's good, one at a time. But what
yeah.
we're looking for is something that'll apply to everybody all at once. Something that we can institute so that we can get the word out and get a lot of people educated on the Constitution. And that's been really where it's been at. Nobody's educated on the Constitution, including those who are supposed to be defending it.
Yeah.
So if we have an education problem, how should we work this so that those people get the education they need about the Constitution? We have a lot of anecdotal evidence of the same. How do we turn that into, well, I need to study this. How do we do that? Because that's what's getting everybody. The NLA has attempted to go through the courts and obey all the rules that the courts put up, but they've got so many roadblocks installed now that it's really, really difficult. But we don't have just one district, and that's all that it's been filed in. We have 94 districts, so there's 93 other districts, and we need to reach the people locally. I would really like to know how to do that, and I'd really like to have your ideas, because you know a lot about what to say. How are we going to do this? Can we talk about it next week?
Sounds great.
Okay. Anybody else want to say anything before we leave? And I eat my supper. I'll take that as a no. And this has been the discussion group. We really appreciate all participation, everyone who spoke tonight. This meeting is held every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Anybody can come in and do it. Pass the number to your friends and tell them, come on and listen to this. And I think we might get somewhere. Everything that was said is the responsibility of those who said it and not necessarily agrees with the NLA. We hope you all come back next week and bring a friend. And this is Terry, and I conducted the meeting, and I hope to see you guys next week. Have a great time, okay? Thank you.